In California today, police arrested a 27-year-old man in connection with the kidnapping and murder of 5-year-old Samantha Runyon on Monday. While kidnappings of children in California, like Samantha's, have horrified Americans, Mexicans are alarmed by an extraordinarily high rate of child disappearances in their country. According to child advocacy groups, some 120 children go missing each day. Often the children are sold into adoption or are exploited in prostitution and pornography rings. Police and government officials are trying to toughen laws against child trafficking, and the nation recently launched its first coordinated crackdown on child pornography rings. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
28-year-old Lorena Gallegos lives half a block from one of Mexico City's most beautiful parks. It would seem an ideal place to stroll with her two toddlers, Ignacio and Francis. But speaking from her apartment, Gallegos says she's too afraid.
One's always scared living like this, not being able to enjoy your surroundings, this beautiful park, the games you might be able to play, getting to know other moms. I wasn't always like this. I try to be as free as possible, but your friends keep reminding you that you've got to constantly protect your kids.
There is an ever-present fear among young parents here, it seems. Take your hands off your child and your child could disappear. Guillermo Gutierrez runs a citizens group, the National Association to Investigate Stolen and Disappeared Children. He says in the last 3 years, some 135,000 kids have gone missing in Mexico, though the country lacks definite figures. In Mexico, we don't have a database of stolen kids, he says, and the government doesn't have a center to investigate this. The numbers we offer are from our trips around the country. Once a kid is stolen, he adds, the possibility of finding the child is small, about 10%. This could be improved dramatically, he says, if we had the support of the federal government. Gutierrez and police say most of the kidnappings occur in major tourist cities. The most vulnerable children are those who fled abusive homes and end up living on the streets. At the Mexico City office of Casa Alianza, a nonprofit that aids street kids, children of all ages hang out in the courtyard. 14-year-old Perla has been on her own for years. She and the other youngsters get advice here on what to do should a stranger approach them on the capital's dangerous streets. I get away from him as quickly as possible, she says. And if I see a guard or a policeman, I tell them to see what they can do to help. But often, these kids complain, local police ignore or abuse them as well. As a rule, police in Mexico wait 48 hours before searching for a child reported missing. Yet most experts agree after 2 days, it's usually too late for a successful rescue. Mexico's federal preventative police have just launched the nation's first coordinated effort to find the thousands of kids sold into pornography. Patrolling the internet, they've broken up at least one major porn ring run by an American in Acapulco. But a police spokesman who requested anonymity says Mexico had to extradite the suspect because local law would have landed him just a year or two in jail. We need to federalize this crime, he says, to have a single punishment and that it be very severe. And we need to assure that it's implemented in all the states. Until that happens, young mothers like Leticia Dominguez will live with their fears. Dominguez is 9 months pregnant, but nevertheless visits the same Mexico City park with her 3-year-old daughter.
My neighbors have told me not to take her to the park, given my condition. They say it's risky. It does make me nervous, but I feel terrible not taking her outside.
There is an initiative in Mexico's Congress to make child kidnapping a federal crime and to create the much-needed national database. With it, investigators could share information and track gangs across state and national lines before a child's trail goes cold. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.